bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Wednesday, President Biden signed a law that would ban the famous app TikTok unless the Chinese-owned company sold it within a year. The law is not expected to cause any immediate disruption of the app and its United States users. The various challenges to sell the app will most likely cause months of delay, according to experts. The law even states that the company ByteDance has 12 months to sell TikTok before the threat of the app being shut down. The law comes years after the White House's battle with the company. The app was previously purchased and changed to TikTok by ByteDance that was previously Musical.ly. Since the launch of the app, TikTok has been looked at by national security officials in Washington that fear possible influence of the Chinese government on its American users. In a video posted by the TikTok owner, he states that he is confident that TikTok will win its battle in court to keep its 170 million American users. He also added that users in the United States should not expect issues with the app in the meantime. Here is what the CEO of TikTok had to say in the video on social media.
This bill gives more power to a handful of other social media companies. It will also take billions of dollars out of the pockets of creators and small businesses. It will put more than 300,000 American jobs at risk, and it will take away your TikTok.
Audio provided by TikTok. Students at the University of Texas in Austin and the University of Southern California have been faced with police entanglement in their protests related to the Gaza-Hamas war in the Middle East. The growing wave of pro-Palestinian protests have stretched all from different college campuses, including Harvard. Students at universities around the United States are protesting Israel's war with Hamas and are demanding that schools cut financial ties with Israel. Local police in Austin formed a line to prevent students from marching through campus and protesting. In California, police removed several tents with signs of support for Palestine and got into tugging matches with protesters over tents. Harvard limited access to Harvard Yard, looking to stay ahead of the protests this week, and required permission for tables as well as tents. On Wednesday, this did not stop protesters from setting up a camp of 14 tents, which came after a rally against the university's suspension of a committee. This situation comes after Columbia University adverted another confrontation between students and police earlier this week and last week. More than 100 protesters were arrested at Columbia, and Texas has arrested people, but the number of people arrested has not been confirmed by police. Here is what one of the protesters from NYU had to say.
What NYU should do?
Divest. Shut down Tel Aviv campus. Disclose. That simple. Here I am standing with the Palestinian people against the genocide that they're facing right now, being done in my name as a Jewish person that I do not support.
Audio provided by Fox 5 in New York. New Jersey Representative Donald Payne Jr. has died at the age of 65 after being in the hospital for several weeks following a physical accident at the beginning of April. Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, said in a statement that he and his wife are deeply saddened by his death. With Payne's death, there are now 217 Republicans and 212 Democrats in the House after recent resignation of Representative Mike Gallagher. On April 6, Payne experienced a cardiac episode after complications linked to his diabetes, according to his office. Earlier in the month, it seemed that Payne was getting better and was expecting a full recovery. Payne had served in Congress since 2012, representing New Jersey's 10th congressional district. Payne's seat in the House is expected to remain in Democratic hands. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.